On this All Saints Day, grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you here this day from our triune God. So when popular culture transforms a holy day into a holiday, it almost always manages to focus on the wrong side of the equation. Take, for example, the number of shopping days left until Christmas is not as important as the 12-day period between the Christmas Day miracle and the season of Epiphany. A huge party, Mardi Gras, on the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday is not as important as that 40-day period of Lent which follows. Eating all of your chocolate Easter bunnies before breakfast on Easter morning is not as important as rejoicing over and living out the resurrection faith on Easter Day. And this past week, while the world threw itself a spooky, kooky, All Hallows Eve party, Halloween is not as important as the day, as the celebration that it fronts for, which is that day, All Saints Day. Outwitting spooky spirits on Halloween night is not essential to our Christian discipleship. But remembering the saints are. Celebrating our ancestors in the faith, those men and women, some who are unknown to us, others who are esteemed, who have lived and died furthering the Christian faith, that's the holy day that the church needs to hold up to the rest of the world. On our Lutheran calendars, we still establish a day of special worship and prayers that follows that day of All Hallows Eve, and that is All Saints Day, which is November the 1st. And if All Saints Day doesn't happen to fall on a Sunday, we set aside then the first Sunday in November to commemorate the faithful who, according to the church, have achieved that heavenly status. And it's also a day for us to pray for family members and for the unsung saints in the world. Now, there is a historical argument that I think can be made for All Saints Day being the most under-celebrated church holiday in the post-Reformation church. Before the Reformation, some overzealous fundraising in the church gladly granted what was known of as a plenary indulgence to all of those who would attend church services on this special day. And according to medieval theology, this meant that if you attended church on All Saints Day, then your presence in church automatically released one soul from purgatory. However, the problem was that eventually the church ended up with this almost revolving door of visitors. It was the theological equivalent of buying a fistful of lottery tickets instead of betting on just one number, better odds. Therefore, people with lots of dead relatives would enter the church. They would then offer the name up of their deceased loved one, exit the church, and then turn around and do it all again, theologically assuring that each time they re-entered the church on that day, they were freeing yet another soul from purgatory. And those with just maybe a few relatives would draw up then maybe a list of other historical figures that they happened to like and hoped to chalk up some heavenly brownie points to liberate them when the time came. Of course, this kind of incentive for church attendance is rather questionable, although the fact is it did work. But the eagerness of living generations who want to stay connected to past generations both in prayer as well as in practices, is, I think, still admirable. For medieval Christians, the dead were still an active part of the living, and past generations still had something to offer present generations. However, it is hard for some of us to make that same kind of a connection anymore. People used to know their family trees almost as well as they knew their own furniture. But here in the United States, for example, we have always been a country that has been made up of new arrivals. And for some of us, the past is rather pretty much a blur to us. So after generations of being on the move and unattached, there are internet sites now we can go to, which will offer us help to find a little bit more out about our own ancestry. Places like Ancestry.com, where the appearance of a single leaf next to a name is a signal that there is more information available about that person. But many of us don't have family trees anymore. In fact, we don't have a familiar forest of known relatives that we can point to and proudly claim to be a part of. All that some of us have are maybe something more like family bramble bushes. And by this I mean unwieldy, twisted, briar patch knots that are way too thorny at times to investigate without getting ourselves hurt. So whether you have a well-shaped family tree or an untamed bramble bush in your personal history, every member of the body of Christ can still participate in the communion of saints. No matter what you know or you don't know about church history or about your own personal history, we all have common ancestors in the faith and personal knowledge of the saints. And that's why we need to celebrate all of the saints on a day like today. Amen.